This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Fendergast.
A reminder, 9:20 today, Adam Spillane, Dana Brown. They sat down yesterday, talked about a lot of stuff with the with respect to the Astros today. Get our first look at Jose Altuve in left field in a game against the Cardinals. We will be there in just a few hours. Here was Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, yesterday at an event for the golf tournament in Houston, and was asked about Altuve in left field and kind of morphed that. That led into his outlook on the entire season for the team. Here is the Astros owner.
He's a team guy. He's our anchor guy. He's going to be here for a long time, and hopefully he'll be in the Hall of Fame. But he's a team player. As soon as he heard the word, nobody had to tell him. He was out there taking fly balls, and he's a great athlete. He'll cover the ground, and you know he looks good out there. I mean, he's been catching a lot of fly balls, and you know that just shows he's a team guy. And you know, you look back at players like Biggio that made the adjustments. Great athletes can make the adjustments. I don't think he'll have a problem there, and he'll still probably play some second base. We're still working on a few things with the team, but it's gelling nicely, and our objective is to win the division. We think we can do that and get some of our pitchers back. We should be deep in pitching by the middle of the year with three or four guys coming back. So I like the way the team's set up. There's three things in baseball. I tell Joe Spada all the time and Dana, pitching, pitching, pitching. You know, you get good pitching, you're going to be in the games. And we should have a deep pitching staff this year with picking up another guy from Chicago. We're ready to go. I think the team's looking good.
Yeah, with Sadesky. Someday you'll be referred to by your actual name.
When he said that, I thought he was referring to something that was in the mix.
I did
thought,
too.
Like, this should be bigger news, should it not?
Right.
But no, he was talking about Wisniewski.
Yep.
Whose name is Wisniewski.
Yeah.
I think there's two things about this. One, we do continue to get people asking, like, hey, why is this even a story or why is it a big deal? Shouldn't it be easy for a guy who's a really good baseball player to go out and play left field? Yes, there is that part in terms of learning how to play the position and all of that. Yes, in theory, but Altuve is also 35 years old. And the big question is, all right, is his arm strength going to be an issue? And, you know, initially, everything they said sounded right and good. We're like, okay, well, you don't have to make as many throws. Plus, you get to crow hop and load up. It's more of an over-the-top delivery. So Altuve's weakening arm strength shouldn't be as much of a big deal. But then you also learn that, oh, Jeremy Peña has to set up deeper in the outfield on relay throws because Altuve's arm is so weak. That's a little bit of a concern, right? Is it faster for Altuve to just run the ball in?
That'd be funny. I heard he still has speed.
Or throw it to Myers and his weak arm can throw it in.
Yeah, like a lateral. Yeah.
Then the other part of it is just that there is a lot that goes into it above and beyond just catching the baseball. It's keeping track of the game situation and everything else. It's a different type of throw-in. And he's 35 years old, and as great an athlete as he is, it's an old dog learning a new trick. So it's intriguing.
It's intriguing. Like, it's about, like, to me, it's about expectations.
Yeah.
Like, what are we expecting here? Like, I hope none of you out there are expecting him to look like he's an above average left fielder.
We don't need him to be a Gold Glover. Really, what we need, and this is the thing that I think a lot of people don't like saying out loud. What we need is for Altuve to stop being a liability at second base.
Yeah.
He's not a liability at the plate. He's a liability defensively at second base.
Yeah.
So this is a way to get the best out of Altuve without some of his fielding deficiencies hurting you.
Yeah, his bat being in the lineup is non-negotiable.
Yeah.
So now you got to find a place to put him.
Yeah.
You know, and left field is a they're not putting him out there because they think he's going to be a stud out there. They're
right.
Putting him out there because this is a place where there's an opening. And B, the next best place they can put him where his diminishing defensive skills hurt the team less than they do at second base. And Dubon, and we should point out Dubon, who at least as of right now appears to be the replacement at second base, at least the one who's going to get the most time there. We'll see what Brendan Rodgers does during spring training. Maybe somebody else shows really. If I had to bet, it's going to be Dubon. Dubon is an elite defender.
Right. That's a big change.
I'd rather I'm at second base than left field.
One of the big themes that emerges, not by them stating it explicitly, but because Espada has talked about it so many times, is the various fundamental parts of the game that it seems like they're really emphasizing. The defense on the infield, the discipline at the plate, all of that is getting back to the stuff that the Astros were really good at. Aside from having great players, when they were in their heyday, you know, they had incredible plate discipline. They led the league in home runs but had the fewest strikeouts. Like, that's the kind of extreme
those were the days.
Professionalism you had. And likewise, defensively, they were elite fielding. And they're still good fielding, but it's not as much of a strength as it has been at times.
I think Jim Crane appreciates Jose Altuve from this perspective. But when you think about, like, it's not just Jose Altuve's willingness to change positions, do what's best for the team. You know, Crane described it right there. We suggested it to him, and he was out there fielding balls the next day or whatever it was he said. Jose Altuve, like, the closest thing he's ever done to being disruptive was when he was agitating for Bregman to get a contract.
Right.
He never agitated for himself to get a contract.
Right.
Jose Altuve, in terms of being a high-level part of the roster construction of this team longer than anybody else on this team, he's been here longer than anybody else. The fact that his contractual journey was signing a low-ball deal through his arbitration years and then signing early a deal that was decent market value for a guy who at that stage was an MVP-level player, it was a reasonable deal, and then signing this deal at the end of what presumably will be the end of his career, where it's a reasonable deal now and then it's sort of front-loaded so the back end is not nearly as punitive on the competitive balance tax, and doing it with nary a peep of there's issues, we're negotiating. There's not a single, I can't remember a single time an Astros GM has had to ask about Jose Altuve's contractual situation.
Right.
Maybe a little bit before he got this last extension, possibly, but never to the point where it became the A topic on any show like ours.
Yeah. Well, no, and then going to the sign-stealing scenario, the being better than everybody
else. And taking
scandal.
The bullets for everybody.
Right, and just refusing to even remove himself from it when he easily could. Like, he's just...
It's really incredible.
He's the ultimate team player.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so disgusted with Matt Stafford.
You could have been the Jose Altuve.
Matt Stafford's like trying to force his way off of a team that went was very competitive in the playoffs last year because he wants $7 million more than he's
making. To go to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, man.
I wonder if his wife's involved in that at all.
I think she's involved. I think she's involved in so much as she's part of the package.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the whole thing is, though, she's got her podcast and everything, but there's no better place to be for that if she's into that stuff than L.A.
Exactly.
You know, like, it's not...
Well, Vegas is pretty good.
Yeah.
Vegas is pretty
good.
But
it's not like it's better than L.A.
No. But it ain't Pittsburgh, is my point, you know.
Yeah, sorry. In my mind, I thought you were saying Pittsburgh was the epitome.
No. Vegas and L.A. are up here, and Pittsburgh's way down here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
I get what you're saying. Like, how much is she agitating? Like, how much is she gassing him up on this?
Like, she's like, they're not going to pay you what you're worth.
You're worth $50 million. You look at this long-haired freak in Jacksonville getting 55.
Josh Allen can't make it out of to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He can't beat Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. So
you beat Tom Brady.
That's right. Did he beat Tom Brady on the way to that?
No. That was never mind.
So she's part of it in that I think anytime you look at Matthew Stafford these days and you're like, all right, what does the entire package come with?
Yeah.
Her very outspokenness on podcasts and whatnot is one of the things that does bubble to the surface for sure.
Yeah.
How much does she have to do with this specific tete-a-tete going on right now with Stafford and the team?
What is her podcast about? Is it like a lifestyle?
I have no idea. I only see the clips where she talks about him and, you know, how the teams, you know, doing him wrong.
Well, when was she? Was it on her podcast when she talked about how she had been dating the backup quarterback?
And that might have been. Yeah, that was a whole separate topic.
Rescued her from the scoundrel that was
the backup quarterback.
Some guy that we don't know who it is.
I think we ended up knowing who it was.
Everybody speculated. I don't think we actually knew.
Yeah. So we'll see. But yeah, man, we're just a few hours away from getting back out there today and seeing the Astros. Here's Jeremy Pena. Jeremy Pena said that it's been fun watching Jose Altuve work in left field.
Altuve is a leader in this clubhouse. We don't really need to say that. Everyone knows that. He doesn't lead by words. You know, he leads by actions, and that's an action that he took upon himself. You know, he went to left field, not complaining. He shows up every single day, and it's like a kid with a brand new toy. You know, he shows up happy with a smile every single day, putting the work in, running. You see him diving out there, and it's fun to see because he still has that good spirit with him.
Don't dive too much.
I don't know. I want him to dive a bunch.
You do?
I want him to be like Gymkhana out there in the outfield. Just like, like this little parkouring it up his way up the wall.
Like that
kid that ran and climbed up the wall in the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
Way back when. Like, Altuve's got that ability. He can scale walls like a ninja.
Like an interloper.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what that kid was, right? Wasn't he getting chased by security when he scaled the wall?
He didn't streak. He just ran onto the field.
Yeah. Have you seen Jose Altuve's offseason workouts? This is a text message to the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. He's a beast. I would assume so. I was thinking that yesterday, watching video of him just walking back in with his backpack full of bats from the far field in there. I'm like, man, he, like, if you didn't know he's 5'7", if you just looked at you'd be like, man, this is a he's a pretty yoked dude, man.
Is that guy making a point about anything specifically, or just
I don't did we say anything about his workouts? I don't know.
I've never doubted that he's in shape or anything.
Yeah.
He's always been way more muscular than people realize.
Yeah.
When you see him with his shirt off, you're like, oh crap.
He'd just be a big Altuve.
Yeah, yeah. No, he works out hard. Yeah, great. Nobody doubts that.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't sitting here like, fat lazy Altuve, about time to put him out the pasture.
Say
him out there like Ferdinand the Bull, the lazy SOP. I'll tell you one thing I'm sick of, lazy ass Altuve.
Don't think he's taking a run at us about anything we said.
He's accusing me of accusing Altuve of not working out.
He likes Altuve, all right? All right. Okay, 9 o'clock hour. This is big. Dana Brown and Adam Spillane coming up at 9:20 today. We've been here all week long. All week long. Up next, Seth and I will go back and forth. The things we like most that we've seen, kind of giving you an encapsulation of what we've seen in these 5 days in West Palm Beach. That is coming up.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.